Blog Talk Radio. take a piece of lemon and drop it in there. Then once they take the piece of lemon and drop it in there, they put a twist of lemon on the side. And not only do they decorate it with a piece of lemon on the side, they put a piece of lime in it. Uh-huh, y'all saw that? That little lime. So when they drink it, yeah, just smelling it, it smells bitter. It smells a little sour. But I ain't going to drink that lemon juice because I know it's going to make my lips. That's how people walk around and they try to find fault in everything you do. Well, I remember growing up how they used to say, oh, y'all young kids and young people out there in the streets, y'all just running the streets, y'all running the streets, y'all running the streets. But ain't nothing out there. But like I testified a couple of weeks ago, that's not true. I found out it was some stuff out there. And the stuff I found out that was out there, not only did it catch my eye, you hear me? It caught my eye. It caught my ear. And I tried some, and I found out I enjoyed it. And I stayed out there a little while. But then one day I started hearing a voice in my head over and over and over that kept saying, you weren't brought up like this. So I decided to go back home. And I just hope when you see me, I don't look like I've been drinking some lemon juice. No, I want y'all to know that's some real lemon juice with a real piece of lemon and a real piece of lime. That's what a lot of us saints are looking like we're doing out here, is drinking that. So that's why people don't want to be saved. So as I was sitting there daydreaming and thinking about it and talking to God about it, and I said, God, we need to stop scaring people away from wanting to be saved, wanting to come to church. And I said, God, how can we do this? So God started taking me back over my life. For those of you all that know me, I'm 60 years old. I done lived and did a lot of things, and I done seen a lot of things. But I done witnessed things from family and friends as well as myself. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a couple of things. But what I did was change the name of certain people because I didn't get a waiver for them to tell me it was okay to use their name. But I'm going to tell you about some stuff. We're going to go natural, then we're going to go spiritual. I'm going to show you how when we in the world, or we call ourselves saved, but not saved, but we know the word of God, and we try to bring the word of God into our situation. I know a young lady, I'm going to just call her Beth Ann, because I don't know a Beth Ann. I ain't got no Beth Ann in my family, but this is a family member. We're going to call her Beth Ann because we changed her name again. Beth Ann loves money. Beth Ann works all the time to make money. Beth Ann always have a reason she got to go do something because whatever she do, guess what? Some money involved. That's Beth Ann. Well, Beth Ann was working her job one day. She was so happy. Y'all know why she was happy. It was just like today, Friday. And everybody know what happened on Friday. You get paid. So Beth Ann got a check. Beth Ann was counting her money. She was happy. She was thinking about all the things she's going to go do, get her hair done, get her nails done. Go buy a little this, go buy a little that. Beth Ann was going to have a ball that Friday. But what Beth Ann didn't realize was somebody else was counting her money. Y'all know them over-your-shoulder lookers. But Beth Ann, when looking over her shoulder, she was just thinking of singing that song, Friday night, just got paid. Beth Ann for the party, y'all. She for the party. But Beth Ann went to walk around, and she walking around, and she's thinking about party time, money, time, good time, all she going to do. So all of a sudden, this stranger came up. Yes, Margo, names have been changed to protect the not-so-innocent. That's so true. So Beth Ann walking around and the little creeper sleeper, that's what I'm going to call him, the creeper sleeper, he snuck up on her. He wanted to rob her. Yeah, he was going to rob Beth Ann. But I want you all to listen to this now. Beth Ann got shocked. She jumped back. She looked side to side. Nobody was there but her and creeper sleeper. He finna rob her. Now what happened is, he said, you know what this is. I ain't got to explain nothing to you. He said, get break bag. Give it up. Beth Ann, you know what she did. She started calling on Jesus. 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 Lord, I need you right now. Now, Beth Ann was thinking about Jesus a little while ago because Beth Ann had got paid. She was going to go party, do a little of this, do a little of that. Beth Ann was going to have a real good time. The creeper sleeper snuck up on her. So what she did was, she said, you can't have my money. He looked at her, he said, you know what this is. Don't make me have to hurt you. So Beth Ann stood there, and she was looking like, Lord, I need you. Lord, I got to have you. Lord, I need you to protect me. I just got paid. So all of a sudden, car backfired. When the car backfired, he turned around and looked. Beth Ann had became the crackhead slayer. She started beating that boy, beating that boy, beating that boy. He started calling on the name of Jesus. After he started calling the police too, but he was calling on Jesus because he figured if Jesus showed up for Beth Ann, she'd show up. God would show up for him too. So Beth Ann had became the crackhead slayer, but she knew the word of God. See, I told you that because if you go to Psalms 91 and verse 14, he said, I will deliver him. So Beth Ann got delivered. If you go to verse 15, he said, I will be with him in the time of trouble. Beth Ann was in trouble. But the part two to that, I read the two scriptures. Part two was that creeper sleeper, he was delivered in the time of trouble too because see, the car backfired that gave Beth Ann a hands up. And when Beth Ann got that hands up, she laid that hand on the other hand and a couple of foot on the creeper sleeper. So just remember this. Even if you want to look at it in the natural, you can look at it in the spiritual because Beth Ann was helped in her time of trouble because God had distracted him because when he heard the car backfire, he thought somebody was running to Beth Ann's help. Not just to rescue her, but to help her, but she had been calling on the name of Jesus. So you got to remember, you can get a name out here. You can have a name out here. But after God saved you, Beth Ann is not known as the crackhead slayer. So y'all don't become like Beth Ann and only call on the name of Jesus when you finna get robbed by a creeper sleeper because they'll creep up on you. Already be prayed up, already be joined up, and already be ready because God's going to get the glory out of what you're doing. Beth Ann is not giving God the glory because, see, she got to keep her money. God showed up. God saved her. God delivered her. So Beth Ann is no longer just a crackhead slayer, she a saved crackhead slayer. And we tease Beth Ann to this day of being a crackhead slayer for the Lord. Now, that's one thing. I want you to know something else that Beth Ann also realized during her time of being caught up with that situation. Let's go over to chapter 144. We're going to look at how Beth Ann won this fight. Beth Ann won this fight because not only did God give her a distraction to get a hold to the creeper sleeper, God had taught her hands how to war and her fingers to fight. See, you could take the word and use the word as the natural in the spiritual. Because, see, when somebody creeps up on you and try to take what you done worked hard for, what try to take what you done gave God the glory for, try to take what you done made your whole thought pattern for that day. Don't forget, I said Bethann had been thinking about plan. All that night, she was playing. She was playing how she was going to do this. I didn't say planning. I said playing. She was playing it over in her mind. I'm finna spend this money over here. I'm finna spend this money over there. I'm finna do this. I'm finna do that. But Bethann had to all of a sudden come to her senses because she had to walk by faith and not by sight. Because the crackhead was finna have her money because he had been playing over his head that he was finna get Bethann's money. And he was going to be some stuff up that night. But that wasn't his night. I believe to this day, old crackhead, sleeper creeper, he got saved too. Because the police showed up and saved him from Bethann. See, God is a faithful God. He care about the just as well as the unjust. So just because you ain't saved, as you say, God will still come to your rescue too. Not saying you want to take that chance, but God came to his rescue because he did this. He showed him his ways is not our ways or his thoughts our thoughts. God would use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So I believe that crackhead was confound. I know he had been compound on. He had been compound upside his head, his chest, his chin, and anything and everything else. Don't always think because you get saved, you can't laugh. You can't make a joke. All you have to do is just clean the joke up. All you have to do is just take the joke and make the joke where God will get the glory. Because, see, God would, he teach your hands how to war and to fight. Nowhere in the Bible did it ever say God was a punk. No, I don't know that scripture. I don't know that verse. I don't know that book. My Bible teaches me that my God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. He teaches me that if you play with what belongs to him, as they say in the world, he's going to get you. Ask Bethann. He showed her how to get you. So with that being said, I want to say this also. I began to talk with God and say, God, I remember some things growing up that happened to me and my sister. We had certain family members that would call us bad, call me and my sister. Now, I don't have to change her name because it's okay with her for me to tell this story. Me and my sister, Apostle Cecilia, people would say she was spoiled and they would say I was bad. I wasn't bad. I think she was spoiled, but I wasn't that bad. I'm going to put it like that. I'm going to say I wasn't that bad. But we had this one cousin. We have this one cousin. Her name is Tony. And I don't care what they said about us, Tony would always say, they're my babies. I take my babies. And people used to think Tony had to be crazy as I don't know what to deal with me and Cecilia. I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. I wasn't a bad kid. I was a terrible, horrible, bad kid. I was, if you told me don't do this, I had to do it. If you told me don't bother that, I had to bother it. If you told me I couldn't have this, I had to show you I could have it. I was as a bad kid. It wasn't because I wanted to. I'm going to tell you what my cousin Jay said. The devil made me do it. So with the devil making me do stuff, I found myself getting a whooping about the stuff I was doing. But God is good. Look at me now. My God is an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiveness. Whew. Thank you, Lord. I remember growing up that we used to play sports. That was the only way we could get outside. was to join teams because our parents wasn't letting us out. They was like, they got old and they had these two young ladies, younger. We was the younger ones. And they like, y'all ain't going outside. So I felt that my daddy used to drink lemon juice all the time. That's how I felt. But he didn't. He drank that other juice that made him say we wasn't going outside. So I'm just going to look at my little notes because a lot of things I remember, I have a brother that he always was walking around talking about to the young girls. He say, hey, girl, come here. Come here, girl, come here, come here. He would do that like that commercial. My name is Eagle Man, and I got something for you. And them girls would be like them silly brides, them silly women, virgins in the Bible. You know, I call them virgins because they was a virgin to him for the description reason. With him, he would always say stupid little stuff like that to them, and they would fall for it. But you had certain ones would be like, boy, go somewhere and grow up. You know how you had 10, 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. He liked the foolish ones because he know that them were some 10 and 20 pieces. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And we would always tell him, you're going to go out here one day and get something you can't get loose from. And he one time had a young lady, baby, you would have swore that this girl was in the army. She used to roll up out of bushes, duck from behind trees. She was so skinny she could fit back there. He couldn't shake this girl for nothing in the world. Now, he once told me he didn't believe in this and believe in that. Now, I call him my brother, but he really my god brother, but we've been around each other forever, that he is like a brother to me. My whole family know him, his family know me. And I was telling him all the time, this girl is crazy. She told him, she say, I love you, I wash your clothes, I cook your food, I do this and I do that, and everybody would be like, why you want to get rid of her and this girl do all this for you? And he just said, everything look good, ain't good. I start laughing because I say, oh, now you want to start quoting the Bible and you ain't living no Bible, nothing. You want to tell me what thus said this and thus said that. And he was taking red and orange, making purple. You know, he was just making some stuff up because it sounded good because they didn't know no better and he didn't know no better. So I just looked at him. I said, people kill me, I guess that's what they mean by save and save, save. So I'm just sitting back laughing to myself because when I think of all the things that God has brought us through in this lifetime where we didn't even know that being spiritual and being in the natural really, really works together. A lot of times people don't get that. They think, well, if I get saved, I can't laugh no more. Yes, you can. If I get saved, I can't dance no more. Yes, you can. If I get saved, I can't listen to this kind of music. I can't listen to music no more. Yes, you can. But what you don't want to do is do vulgar dancing. And what you don't want to do is do, how they say, violate your ear gates. You know, you don't want to let certain things into your ears, because if you enter your ears, it enters your spirit. If it enters your spirit, it enters your heart. If it enters your heart, you would think about it, and that's when you would start pondering, as the old folks say, over certain little things. So what you always want to do is balance it out. I can see some things and laugh at it, and then I could say, uh-oh, the Bible did say a joyful heart is like medicine. Because if you think about it, when you laugh, when you smile, when you talk, you get a joy over you. You smile, you real nice to people, you will speak quicker. But when you just bitter, how can, the word say, how can bitter and sweet water come out the same fountain? It can't. You can't be happy I've seen it. I love saints that go around. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Girl, I'm blessed by the best. You be looking like you are. You say you blessed by the best. You look like you frustrated from all the rest. How do you get blessed by the best with a frown on your face? I want to know. I want to know. Because if that's your best, I don't want it. That's why a lot of people say, I can't get saved. Because you walk around here, I'm high of faith, and I'm blessed by the best. Okay, that means you done turned it up. You done turned it up. Because ain't nowhere in the world you're going to be a joyful heart. It's like medicine. Whatever medicine you serving, I don't want it. You may be giving out the corona. I don't want it. Because you don't know how to be happy. You don't know how to be happy for others. When you sit back and you look at people and say, I wonder, do they know or do they think people don't see that spirit on them? Let me give you a good example. I know a young man. I'm going to change his name. We're going to call him Bacon Bits. And the reason I call him Bacon Bits, because one time he thought he was going to tell me about his lifestyle. So he called me one day and said, what you doing? You heard what I say. What you doing? I said, I'm not doing anything. What's up? I just wanted to talk to you and tell you, I just can't keep a secret from you no more. And I know when y'all tell you, you're just going to be so shocked. I just can't wait to tell you this secret. I said, I'm going to be shocked at something you're going to tell me about you. Bacon Bitch say yes. I said, well, what you going to tell me that I don't know about you? Oh, you'll never believe what this is. I said, what, you're gay? Oh, why would you say that? I said, baby, everybody know you're gay. I said, that thing on you. His wrist was so broke, he needed a splint to hold it straight. And he didn't think nobody knew he was gay. Your pants were so tight, he was wearing leggings before they came out. All I'm saying is, the word of God said, tell us to dress modest. You know, the boy was so, you know, we're going to go over here, and we're going to go over there. And I was looking at this, and I was looking at that. And I know one time he tried to say to a young lady, girl, you don't know what you do to me. I looked at him and say, what, upset you? Because you sure ain't looking at her to get a number. So, a lot of times, you have to understand the spirit you're operating under. People don't get it. You think you're telling people something about you, and they already see that that thing is on you strong. I don't have a problem with him. I was taught, don't hate the person, hate the spirit. Because people have to ask the God for themselves. And so does Bacon Bits. Because Bacon Bits wanted to tell me he was getting married, but he wanted to call himself, try to cover it over. You know, I know some of y'all are going to get mad at me for that Bacon Bits conversation, but that's okay. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. I'm just telling about something I said and I saw and I did. I said, let's talk tonight. Let's talk and let's laugh. We're going to be able to laugh about some things. If you're proud of what you're doing, keep on doing it. If you're Bacon Bits, stay Bacon Bits until God delivers you, put the split in. Okay? That's what we're going to say. I'm going to tell you something about me. One time, yes, Minister Margot, Bacon Bits need love too. That's why I told Bacon Bits. He couldn't tell me nothing that was a secret because I already knew Bacon Bits had been giving up the Bacon Bits. Somebody was on Bacon Bits bit, and I was letting them know, we know it's not a secret. Bacon Bits, we know you serving up bits. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Bacon Bits was letting it go. But all I'm saying is that whatever you're going to do, do it openly and do it honestly. Make sure that you don't try to fool yourself because you ain't fooling nobody else. Like Bacon Bits. You was living 30-some years and thought you was fooling somebody else? Nope. You was only fooling that conversation because you had been living something, kidding yourself because everybody saw Bacon Bits. Your grease, your pan grease, it was fried up. But that's one thing we was able to laugh about. We was able to say bacon bits. Ain't no secret. Don't let the enemy make a fool out of you while you walking around here thinking you done covered up something. Nope. I remember growing up, me and Apostle, we used to go out, and we loved dance. We used to go out dancing. I'm going to show you how the Word of God talks about, Exodus 20 and 12 talks about honoring thy mother and thy father, and thy days shall be long on this green earth that the Lord has given thee. Me and my sister, when we were young, we used to love to party. We would basically go out every day of the week except Monday. That was about the only day we didn't go out. We went out Tuesday through Saturday. It was a party everywhere and anywhere. We went and we partied. We went so much that when our dad was to take us and pick us up, and we went so much to parties that when it was time to go, the bouncers would come inside and get us and say, your dad's outside, it's time to go. Or they would say the warden. They called our dad the warden because he was known as German Luger warden. My dad had a German Luger. He used to sit on the front porch and break it down and put it back together to let them know he didn't play, because in our household, in our building, you had nothing but girls. I'm telling you, second floor, first floor, girls. And we was a generation of girls. When me and my first cousins then was growing up, you could count the boys in one hand, but you talk about girls. Each one of the siblings of the Seaberries, they had the least kids that one had was four. Everybody else had more. But we were girls, and our dad used to take us to parties because he wanted to make sure he would get us home. You know, yeah, I know what I'm talking about, get us home. But it was so funny that he would pull up, and the bouncers, like I said, would come in and get us, and they would just say, the warden here. And we'd be like, give us one minute. Nope, let's go. We ain't getting y'all no more minutes, because if that man get out that car, come up in here, and we thought about it, yeah, we would go running out. Or we had enough sense to call home before and say, can we stay out a little longer? But as we got older and we was able to move on our own, we would go out places like the Cotton Club, the Nimbus, Maxwell Sweeney, Fox Valley, Taste, Copper Box 2, Horizon West, I can't even, Chick Rick's, I can't even think of all the places that we used to go to. When we used to go to them places, that's right, Margaret Ward and Kaiser, we used to go to those places. One time, somebody told us, they said, your dad is in here. We said, our dad. We was like, our dad ain't here. We found out our dad was coming to the places we were hanging out at, sitting at the bar watching us. And he would go home and tell our mom. He said, you know, them girls literally dance all night, because, see, that's when house music first came out. And if anybody know Farley, Jack Master, he was a DJ. And when the music first came out, it was like high-level aerobics all night long. We would go in there with straight hair and come out, our hair be like this. I don't even know why I even straightened my hair. I got it straightened because it was going to turn out like this anyway. And me and Cecilia would just come in the house drenching wet. I said that to say our father was a wise father. And because we honored our mother and father, when we did, they let us go out. See, I'm going to be honest with you. We weren't old enough to really be in the places we was, but because we had family members like Ricky Gibson, the bouncer on the door, he would let us in and tell us, don't act a fool. So we could go to these places like that, and my dad would sit there at the bar having this little drink or whatever, watching us, and then, like I said, come home and tell our mom, them girls dance all night long. Only time they stop is to take a drink. And only thing they drinking is water or pop. And that was because we had something we loved to do, and that was dance. We knew I couldn't go nowhere without her. She couldn't go nowhere without me. We had to just enjoy ourselves with Dan. And he would make sure, because he would drop us off. Just imagine getting dropped off for a party at 7 and people don't start coming through the door to 10:30, 11, and we got to leave at 11. So we started making it fun and started dancing, like house music and stuff like that, where people just partied all day, all night. And I'm saying that to say, because we honored our mother and our father, they knew they could trust us, that we had a chance to enjoy life. We had a chance to enjoy what we was doing. That's why when they was telling us, don't go out there, it wasn't fun, me and Cecilia looked at each other and said, somebody lied to us. It was a lot of fun out there. And I'm glad we just didn't get caught up in all the fun, because we was too busy dancing, having other fun. I remember this young man wanted to meet my sister Cecilia so bad. See, I don't have to change her name because we talked about this. She gave me the okay. And the young man wanted to meet her so bad, and we was dancing on the stage, and I was, you know, ear hustling. Yeah, I've been an ear hustler a long time. Ear hustler. You notice this ear covered up, but you see that ear right there got a little open. I'm an ear hustler. So I was ear hustling with him, telling his friend he wanted to meet her. And I just said, meet her? You want to meet who? He said, that girl right there. I said, that skinny light skin? He said, yeah. But you know her? I said, yeah, I know. You want to meet her? He said, yeah. I said, how much does it work to you? He going to pull out a little 20. Nah, that ain't enough for me to go over there and mess with her. I said, because her sister be tripping. He said, well, he pulled some more. I told him, nope. He kept pulling. I said, well, that's enough. I'll take a chance. I said, but her sister be tripping. So I walked over there to her, tapped on his shoulder. I said, Cecilia, this Goldie. Now, I changed his name to protect the innocent. I said, Cecilia, this Goldie, this Cecilia. And he looked and said, you know, I said, yeah, that's my sister. So I'm just showing you what type of person I was. I was the kind of person that I knew he had it, so I decided me and my sister like to go eat breakfast after we leave the club. Plus, we was going to have money to go out the next night. Gas money, breakfast money. We didn't have to pay to go in nowhere. I just thank God that he brought me from a place like that, that place, to a higher place. Because, see, I said right there, because, see, right here, I thought I was above myself for what we was doing. But once I decided to get saved for real, I realized that God was doing some great things in my life. I realized that God was the greatest thing that happened in my life. I realized that with God, all things are possible. I realized with God, cannot not want to be saved. I cannot not reap the benefits of being saved. I cannot not see what God has brought me from. You know, tonight was just a little bit, it was my first try of trying to put comedy with the word. You all have to understand, when we say we get saved and we turn our life over to Christ, nowhere do we say we held up in the house on the wall saying, okay, Lord, you going to make me pray? No, he said it's a choice. Like you go out here and you choose this guy, this guy choose this girl. It's a choice. When I decided to get saved, as well as Apostle Elect, we talk about it, how they say in the world, I was at the top of my game. I was having a good time. I was enjoying the Lord. I remember I wasn't even married to Stan yet. I remember saying to him that I want to be saved. And we was dating. He said, you want to be saved? I said, yeah. He said, but that's going to make our relationship change. I said, I know. I said, but God told me, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. And this is going a little deep, but it's still natural than spiritual. I decided to say yes, Lord. And when I said yes, Lord, that very weekend, my life was saved in the natural. I had a cousin I was very, very close to. He He lost his. But if I hadn't have said, yes, Lord, I'd have been with that cousin hanging out. But I'm just saying, when you get saved, it's not a sentence of boredom. It's not a sentence of imprisonment. It's not a sentence of, oh, wow. When you get saved, it's the best thing that could ever happen to you. When you get saved, doors start opening up. Jobs start coming your way. Favor ain't fair, but I got favor. I'm going to do it like this, favor. I got favor because, now, don't get me wrong, you're going to have some bad days because, see, we call them bad because God's taken us from one place in our life because, you know, you got that beginner level. Then you have that next level. Then the next level. Then the next. It's just like in the natural. You're born as a newborn. Then you become a little infant. You know, when I say a little infant, they trust you where you can lay down by yourself. You can lay back by yourself. They can sit you up in the baby seat or stuff like that. Then you become a toddler. Then you become a little preschool kid. Then you become a middle school kid. Then you become that's like in your preteens. And then you become a teenager. Then you become a young adult. Then you become it's different stages. Like Margo said, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever did. Yes, not done, did. When you find yourself being saved and living for the Lord, you find yourself in places that you like, I only talked about, I thought about getting. But then when you get to the place where God has promoted you, you need to do yourself a favor. Not God, yourself. You don't turn your back on God. Don't go like the dog. Don't go back to your vomit. Keep moving forward. Keep allowing God to deliver you. Keep allowing God to change you. Keep allowing God to mold you, motivate you and making you whole. Allow God to do what God can do because my family know me. And if you see and know me today in 2021, if I told you to look at me and I don't even want to go, I'll just say 2006, 2007, 2010, I'll go right there, 2011, 2012. If you knew me then compared to now, I could even say 2009, 2012, 2015. If you knew where I was at just 2015 compared to where I am now, you would say nobody but God. Not a God, no. Nobody but God. I am that I am. My morning star, my Jehovah Jireh, who says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. God is my treatment. You know, everybody running around, oh, we got to take the COVID. I took the COVID today. Not that I wanted to, but because of health reasons and other things, I took it. But you know what I said? I'm going to trust God. And I'm saying that to say to anybody, you go to God first and talk to God about things that you need to do in your life. And then you just trust God and say, God, whatever you have for me to do, let me do it. Trust God. You cannot be scared to laugh. You cannot be scared to be saved. You cannot be scared to be yourself. All you do is once you leave the left side and come to the right side, all you did was switch partners. And you just learn how to acknowledge God first. I love being saved. I know it's the best thing I've ever done, the best thing I am doing, the best thing I have that I did was say, yes, Lord. I didn't say it that just that day. I said every day, yes, Lord. Lord, today I still love you. Lord, today I still want to be with you. Lord, today I still serve you. Yes, Lord. And I'm saying as of right now, so you all know on Facebook, God is going to use my life as an example and as a meaning. And whatever God used me for, my bottom line is I say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. Yes, I did. Yes, I am. And yes, I will continue to say it. Yes, Lord. If God's not through delivering me, I'm not through getting delivered. Don't believe that you've done something so bad that God won't forgive you. He said in his word, he threw your sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. Now, what we do is we remember them. Mm-hmm. What we do is allow people to remind us. But all we have to do is when they say something, all we have to do is just smile and wave and say, but my God is an awesome God. My God is a strong deliverer. My God teaches me how to laugh my pain away. You know how you could take an aspirin? They told me today, if I have any pain and stuff, after the shot, take some aspirin. Just, God is medicine. I'm not saying don't take the medicine, because God has given us medicine. He's given men and women the knowledge to make it. All I'm doing is saying trust him when you take it. And then just know the medicine for your heart and soul and spirit is a spiritual medicine that you can only get from God. When you give your life over to God, God will fulfill you, God will treat you, God will heal you. Don't put God on a time limit. Don't put God under limits, and definitely don't put him in a box. So with on tonight, I just want you all to remember Proverbs 17 and 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, or you could say a joyful heart is good. Like medicine, good medicine to the heart, however you want to say it. But just know one thing, God will allow you to laugh. God will allow you to love him if you want to. God will love you if you allow him to. God will give you breakthroughs. God will give you breakouts. And if God say no, accept no. I had to take a deep breath on that. Because one time it was someone I wanted so bad, I thank God he said no. He didn't holler it out, but because he didn't allow me to have it. Because he didn't allow me to have what I wanted, I ended up with something much better, someone much better, that's loving me even through the old age, even through gaining weight, even through the illness. He still loves me. Came in today and saw the flowers and stuff for Mother's Day, and all I could do was say, you still love me. See, like, we have to get to the place, we have to let God give us who he has appointed for us. And I thank God that I still love him. Through all the ups and downs, I still love him. I thank God that he allowed me to still love him. Because y'all just don't know. You could be stuck with a person that brings tears to your eyes instead of bringing happiness. When you look at them, you just say, you still look good to me. Yeah, you could be with a person that don't make you smile, don't want to make you smile. Or you asking God to move it or whatever. But learn how to love God with a smile. Learn how to love God with your all in all. So I want to say thank you all for tuning in on tonight to my first night of I'm still trying to come up with a name for our Friday night. Let's talk for my nights of ministry. I know it's going to have something to do with laughter. So you all pray for me. P-R-A-Y. Pray for me. Not P-L-A-Y. And not P-R-E-Y. Don't pray. Don't play. But pray. So with that being said, thank you all again for joining in. Hope you all shared this. I hope you all enjoyed it. Stick with me. It's going to get better. I was a lot nervous. I told you all a little nervous, but I was a lot nervous. Thank you, Dr. Serena Wright. I'm just going to trust God, because anything I know God do, he do well. Anything God call, he calls on purpose. And I'm just going to trust God. So this is a part of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, through the overseer, apostle like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Yes, Lord, on Facebook, Cecilia. Serena, what'd you say? Oh, thank you, Dr. Wright. I just want to say to you all, this ministry has been appointed and anointed by God from Monday nights. Let me do it in order. From Sunday morning to Monday night to Friday night. Every minister on this line has an assignment. Dr. Wright, God has given her love as well. She's traveled to the world. She's known in Africa. She's known all over. She's written a book. And I'm not just saying that because she's on the line, but that's what God has given her. She's a doctor, MD, doctor. So don't think we're playing with titles. Pastor Servant Troy, doctor, you hear me, doctor. Pastor Servant Troy is a minister that God has given him the love for music, where he has the spirit like David. He can play some things up off you. He can play some things up off you. And he knows this, the word, and he can bring it forth. Minister Margot, she has been like a background player. She's been a teacher. You know, she's always helping people, but she's always stood in the background. She never wanted to come up front. But Minister Margot has so much in her that God has released, and her ministries that she's about to release because of what God has put in her over the years. You're not going to stand in the back and not receive. You're not going to stand in the back and not, God is not going to expose you. She's being exposed. Thank you, Dr. Wright. Blog Talk is a blessing in so many ways. Prophet Antoine, he can sing a spirit off you. He will prophesy to you. He will lay hands on you. I don't care how many people is in a building. If God tell him to lay hands and bless 100 people or whatever, he's going to do it. He has something inside of him that says, I won't give God no less than the best. Yes, yes, yes. Minister Margot, as Dr. Wright just said, she has a wonderful heart. She will pray at the drop of a hat. You don't have to ask her. She will just go right in. She has an ear. She can hear from God. Yes. She's very shy, but I'm telling you, God is going to do something with this ministry. And for all of those that have been faithful, supporting this ministry, you cannot, the word of God tells his people, Israel, that even the Gentiles that's among them will be blessed. You cannot support this ministry and not be blessed. You cannot support the ministers on this ministry and not be blessed. Because you know why? When you support us, we remember your name and we pray for you. And you better know God hears our prayers. We were raised like that, not to stop until we hear from God. And when we hear from God, we know that God hears our prayers. We will keep you all in prayer up before God. You know, I love the way Apostle Elect said when people say on your Facebook page, praying for me, don't just type praying for me. If you're praying for me, show me you're praying for me. I've learned that. Don't just type on somebody's page praying. If you have to put three or four words down there, three or four lines, when I say words, I'm talking about something, let a person know you're praying for them for real. Because symbols is something we've got program into showing hands or praying. If you praying for me, pray for me for real. Don't just say I'm praying. Because, see, some of us, when we get in a situation and we say we need prayer, we ain't praying. We need prayer. The word teaches us how to call on the elders, call on the people to the prayer word. We calling on you to pray because when you want prayer, you want prayer. You don't want nobody playing. You want somebody to pray for you for real. So tomorrow is going to be Saturday. This is the Mother's Day weekend. I'm saying to all you mothers, Happy Mother's Day. I'm saying to all you fathers out there, you fathers with baby mamas, make your baby mamas happy, whether you with them or not. You gave them a gift for once ago. Still celebrate that gift you gave them. Make them happy. And all of you all that's out there want to help out my better half over here, but making me happy, I will receive it. Help make me happy. But now, this is a little joke, but I'm just saying Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you all that are not mothers in the natural. There's a child out there that calls you mom and tell you all the time, I love you like you was my mother. Be grateful for what God has given you and who God has given you. Be a mother to someone that has lost their mom and you're in their life. God is calling on you because that person needs to hear a sweet word, even if it's just, I just called to say I love you. Do that. This weekend means a lot to some. This weekend is going to mean everything to others. But I'm just saying to you, be there for somebody. You don't have to be alone. Let somebody make you smile. Mm-hmm. You have not because you ask not. Nobody will know what you mean or you need until you open your mouth. So we hope you all enjoy tonight. We hope you all heard something that made you laugh. We hope you all have shared this video. When I say we, it's because a lot of the ministry team is on here. We support one another. And Smile3E is on here as well as on Blog Talk Radio. We just want you all to know we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all. Tune in Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our very own Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Tune in Monday night for Servant Troy Thomas, Pastor Servant Troy Thomas at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's also on Facebook Live. And then come back next Friday, which will be Prophet Antoine's Friday to Talk. It'll be the second Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elizabeth Seabury said, keep her in our prayers. Elizabeth, we pray to God that he do what you have asked him. You put some people on the altar, your family, even some friends. You have even laid some issues for yourself on the altar. And we, if I don't know anything, Bessie, I know one thing, you believe in God. I remember you as a little girl when my mom took us to see you before you moved to Milwaukee. And you said to my mom, you said, Aunt Belle, my family don't understand me because I decided to say yes. And I believe that was in the 80s. You was a young woman. And you said yes, and you've been saying yes to the Lord ever since. God has not forgotten you because you have stayed faithful. And looking at your children's show, you have stayed faithful. We will keep you in our prayers. We will believe God for your healing. We will believe God for your sacrifice. We will believe God for... We would believe God even for that. Even for that. That's all God just shared with me, Bessie. Even for that. I don't know what it is, he said, but even for that. He said, trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him. Everybody looking on this line, trust God. This is a season of trust. See, the world in Chicago can't open back up until God says so. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Indiana, Florida, all of them. Nowhere in America can it open up till God says so. So God said, even with that, It's some things that we have on the altar that God said, even with that, when he said he's going to open it, he's going to open it. When he said he's going to close it, he's going to close it. We got a little sample of God shutting it down. So, with that being said, I'm going to say to you all on tonight, don't be a creeper sleeper. Don't be a bacon bitch. Get to God and say yes. So good night, everybody. Now, our foundational scripture for Smile 3, I want to say this before we go, is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his, not all. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But our scripture for my Friday night is a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So you all just stay focused. Stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Because what God going to do in the next 3 months going to blow your mind. The fireworks you see on the 4th, ain't going to be for America Independence Day. But it's going to be because of God's putting some stuff in you that's been independently divine. So I'm trusting God for my 4th. I'm believing God for some stuff. Good night, everybody on Facebook. Blog Talk, if you have anything to say, please say it now. I'm ended Facebook Live. Good night, Facebook. Love you. Blog Talk. Hope you all enjoyed yourself. And hope you all is able to tune in on our Sundays, Mondays, and Friday night service. So if you don't have anything to say, we want to say good night.
Praise God.
Thank you.